May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Mursaleen amma ba'd. فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله
جی اسٹریٹ اوے انشاءاللہ فرسٹ آف گو فیو میسیجز ڈیورنگ دا ڈے
جی انشاءاللہ
السلام علیکم وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ آئی ہیو بین لمپنگ فار اے فیو مومنٹس آئی تھنک دی مینٹ منتھس از دیر اینی تھنگ دیٹ آئی کوڈ ڈو اٹ از مائی فیٹ دیٹ از ایکنگ انشاءاللہ عز و جل السلام علیکم وعلیکم السلام ورحمۃ اللہ وبرکاتہ از دیر اینی تھنگ دیٹ آئی کوڈ ریڈ for my exams that are coming up, please let me know as soon as possible. Okay, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. What can we read on our children to protect them from evils of society? Okay, inshallah. That's it. MashaAllah. Whilst MashaAllah, Sawur bhai and Adil bhai look for the wazaif, I'll inshallah open up some books where we can learn something inshallah azza wa jal. Self respect is a very important thing in Islam, and I wanted to read out this very beautiful story. It's about Sayyidina Shaykh Bahauddin Zakariya Multani rahmatullah alayh. He used to do his work himself. Despite holding the high rank of wilayat and having thousands of servants, he rahmatullah alayh did not leave any work unfinished because his servant would come and finish it. But at times, he rahmatullah alayhi did his work himself, even in the presence of the servants. So alhamdulillah azawajal, talking about self-respect, and a person should try to finish off his own work, as they say in Urdu, aaj ka kaam kal par mat daal. Because what's going to happen is tomorrow you're going to have more of the works, and it's going to be really difficult for you to complete that work as well. Ji hazrat.
Inshallah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Afsab, in regards to the person who's got a limp on the feet or feet pain, even the swelling of feet, even though there's another a different wazifa for the swelling, so I'll give you a separate one for that. This is for the limping person that's got the foot problem, which you couldn't work out what the name of it was. If they recite the following verse, it's chapter 28, verse number 21, Surah Al-Hashr. Okay, chapter 28, verse number 21, Surah Al-Hashr. If they recite this, blow upon the hands and rub upon the area of the pain, inshallah, the pain will be relieved. And the ayah is, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل لرأيته خاشعا متصدعا من خشية الله وتلك الأمثال نضربها للناس لعلهم يتفكرون. So they recite this once, Durushi, before and after, perform them upon the hands and rub upon the area of the pain, inshallah azza wa jal, they will be relieved.
Salamu alaykum wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I was watching your program last week, and there was a wazifa given for to make children become obedient to parents.
Ji ji.
Yeah, so disrespectful children. Salamu alaikum assalam. Is there anything that I could use for headaches? Because I keep on having headaches for my full head, and sometimes it moves to the side of the head. Is there anything that I could read for that, and please, if you can help me do istikhara. Ji.
Okay, regarding protection for the children, if the mother and father, they can read every day, which is I'm going to mention a few surahs, and blow on the child every day. Hopefully with that, inshallah, the child will be protected from evil eye or any other harmful things. Ba wuzu, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, with the wuzu three times, Surah Fatiha, Surah Ikhlas and Surah Falak and Surah Nas. Before and after Durood-e-Pak, three times they can read it and blow on the child. Hopefully with that, inshallah, Azzawajal, child will be protected.
MashaAllah, Azzawajal. Jazakallah.
SubhanAllah. Bismillah ar-Rahman. In regards to the swelling of feet, Hafiz, I've got a wazifa, and then I've also got a garelu totka.
Oh, totkas, we love them, don't we?
Yeah, homemade remedy. Nice. It's quite a fruitful one, should I say, Afasab. So, shall we start with the totka first?
Yeah,
mashallah. The homemade remedy, okay. The home remedy, and this is not something which I'm telling you from myself, the home remedies are taken from Garelu Ilaj, which is a booklet written by Amir al-Sunnat, which mentions these home remedies.
Mashallah.
Inshallah. So, majority of them are taken from there. So it mentions that soak 11 dried apricots. Dried, which in our Zubani we call khurmani.
Khurmani tea.
Yeah, dried apricots into water, leave them overnight, and then eat them in the morning, inshallah, Zubajal, for a minimum duration of 40 days, inshallah. I was saying it was fruitful, Abdul.
Yeah,
remember. Yeah, so this, inshallah, will help with swelling, inshallah. And the second was recite La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, 67 times, and perform them upon the swelling, inshallah. That will ease with the swelling as well, inshallah.
Ji, assalamu alaikum wa alaikum
assalam. Assalam, rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Please, can you do istikhara for me? I am in lots of pain, so can you please do istikhara and pray for me? Jazakallah. Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Please, can you do istikhara? I have been feeling extremely low, depressed, constantly arguing and blaming my parents for things and always arguing. Okay, inshallah, for that as well. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. My daughter has been married for 4 years and no children. Any istikhara over Zaif, please? Inshallah, Azza wa Jal. Salam, my name is... Okay, I am not feeling well and my iron very, very please do istikhara for me. Code word is CH. Take inshallah, I'll pass it on for istikhara.
Message was received in regards to exams coming up, and if we can have a wazifa. This particular wazifa, it mentions that you need to do it for a duration of 7 days, Afsab. So it's simply Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Now, pronunciation needs to be correct.
Gee.
But for a duration of 7 days, 786 times. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Inshallah, with Salat al Nabi, Durood Sharif before, once, and once after. Inshallah, one will gain success.
Inshallah.
So, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, 786 times, Durood Sharif once before, and once after, duration of 7 days, inshallah. This is the message that we received in regards to somebody not having children. And I'll also mention the other code name that you got, which they've requested for istikhara.
Gee.
The code name was Butterfly. So they can also take note of this spiritual cure as well.
Okay.
So this particular spiritual cure, it mentions regarding Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam, that they were blessed with a child at the age of 80, according to one narration. And then according to another narration, it mentions that they were blessed with a child at the age of 120. So from this we learn that one should never lose hope in the Creator. Okay, because when the Creator wills for something to happen, it will happen.
Okay?
So from this we learn, be patient, but keep asking. Okay? And this particular spiritual cure, it mentions that both husband and wife need to be punctual with their salah. So be punctual with your salah and then recite this dua after you complete salah, which is the dua of Hazrat Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it's from the Quran and it needs to be recited 3 times with Durood Sharif once before and once after. So each salah, recite this dua 3 times, Durood Sharif once before, once after, and the dua simply, we even read it in namaz as well, is simply Rabbi ja'alni muqima salati wa min dhurriyyati ربنا وتقبل دعاء ربنا اغفر لي ولوالدي وللمؤمنين يوم يقوم الحساب. So 3 times with Durood Sharif once before and once after each salah, inshallah, if Allah wills, you will be blessed with a child.
Subhanallah. The qurbani on behalf of deceased parents. If one's parents have passed away and they never performed qurbani throughout their lives, can their children perform the qurbani on their behalf? Answer, yes, qurbani can be performed and its reward conveyed to the deceased. There is no harm in this. Also, one should perform qurbani on behalf of his parents anyway, as this is a virtuous action, regardless of whether the parents performed qurbani during their lifetime or not. Even if they sacrificed hundreds of goats throughout their lives, there is still no harm in performing qurbani on their behalf, as the way of conveying rewards to them. Moreover, the reward of the qurbani can also be conveyed to the living as well. Is we need to give time to our children. We need to give them, you know, the upbringing of Islam. Indeed. Make sure that we bring them up according to the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Then can we hold a chance of making sure that our children grow up.
And Afsab, how can we do that? Is we need to educate ourselves as well. If we educate ourselves according to the Quran and Sunnah, and how to bring our, well, learn the Sunnahs in the first place, then only then we can portray them onto our children.
Okay, sure.
So we need to learn ourselves.
We've got to become role models.
Also, role models. So, Alhamdulillah, Dawud Islami gives us this golden opportunity where we can travel, you know, the male, you know, the Islamic brothers can travel on Madini Kafilas and take at least one young one with them.
Ji.
So, خود بھی سیکھیں اور بچوں بھی ساتھ لے کے جائیں اور سکھائیں.
MashaAllah.
So, in a sense, you're actually living a practical.
Alhamdulillah. You're being a practical example.
You have to teach them. You're traveling and learning both together.
MashaAllah.
This particular spiritual cure in regards to those who suffer from headache. Now, it can be any type of headache, whether it's the whole head, whether it's half, whether it's migraine, which is quite common in people. This particular spiritual cure, very tried and tested, by a very mujarrab, as they call it, Hafiz Sahab, simply reciting Surah Nas, the last surah of the 30th chapter, Surah Nas, 7 times with Durood Sharif once before and once after. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim each time. So they recite Surah Nas 7 times, blow upon the person who is affected with the headache. And once you've performed dhamm upon the person, then ask him whether the pain is still there. Now, if the pain is still present, Afsab, then you repeat it again.
Indeed.
So recite Surah Nas again for 7 times with Rushi before and after, and then perform dhamm upon the person who's inflicted with the headache. Ask the patient again then if whether it's relieved or if he's still in pain. If they're still in pain, then repeat a third time, reciting Surah Nas 7 times with Rushi before and after, and then perform them. And inshallah, by the time you've done the third time, inshallah, the headache will be relieved. Inshallah.
I've tried that myself, alhamdulillah. How many tails should the imama have? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam usually tied an imama with one tail. Once he sallallahu alaihi wasallam wrapped an imama on the head of a sahabi with his blessed hands and gave it two tails. Imam Ahmad Raza Khan rahmatullahi states, from time to time, with the intention of fulfilling the sunnah, I tie my imama with two tails. Okay, mashallah.
Subhanallah. Also, some people might be wondering that tail of an imama.
Ji.
Shumla.
Shimla.
Shimla.
Shimla, mashallah.
Ji.
Ji. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Please, can you help me by giving me something to read or something to do, as I have a lot of cough sometimes when it is really bad? What is it that I could read? Inshallah.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In regards to cough, alhamdulillah, this taweez is available from your local Taweezat-e-Attariya Ruhani large stall. It's actually given for cough and throat related problems. If it's not that severe, then you'll only take it once daily. Okay. If it's severe, if you mention to the person who's at the stall, then they'll give you more in quantity, so you can take it 3 times a day.
Masha.
Very successful. And then I'll give you another amal as well to do in regards to cough. If you take 40 raisins, savgi.
Savgi,
40 raisins. And also take
kishmish,
ji.
That's the word.
Okay, and then take 3 almonds as well.
Take.
Recite Durood Sharif 11 times. I think it was 12. I'll just double check anyway.
Take.
11 or 12 times you need to read Durood Sharif, and then perform dhamm upon them. Consume all that, eat it, but don't drink water for at least 2 hours.
Okay.
Inshallah. And what it meant, the benefits of this is that the phlegm that's inside reduces, and new phlegm will not occur, female. Inshallah. Okay. And that way your cough will be, inshallah, relieved.
Inshallah. We've got the wazifa of the day now ready. So inshallah, Azawajal, who's going to do the wazifa of the day? Is it yourself?
Inshallah.
Okay, let's have the wazifa of the day. Now just to let the viewers know as well, inshallah, when it's going to be done, we'll show it on the screen. You can quickly take a picture and inshallah, Azawajal, you can send it to a lot of people as well. Ji.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In regards to the wazifa of the day, amongst the viewers, there'll be some parents who will feel that their children are lacking in a passion of learning religious knowledge, be it going to the madrasa when they come back from school, or be it that they want their child to memorize the Quran, become a hafiz of the Quran. Maybe they've started, or maybe they've done some, and then losing passion, they haven't got that enthusiasm as when they originally started to memorize the Quran. Maybe it could be somebody who's doing further Islamic studies, maybe started in Jamiatul Madina, and now he's lost that enthusiasm, he's lost that passion that he had of learning a religious knowledge. So if these are the scenarios that you're facing in your home, then Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, today's wazifa of the day is here to help you. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, it'll be on the screen, so you can take a picture and then put this into practice, inshallah Azza wa Jalla. If Allah Azza wa Jalla wills, then your children will gain this passion, this enthusiasm to learn religious knowledge. Simply it mentions that recite, Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu, Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu, Ya Allahu Ya Rahmanu, 101 times. Durood Sharif before and after, perform them upon water and give that to your child to drink 5 times a day.
MashaAllah.
InshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, then your child will raise an interest, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, in learning religious knowledge.
We've got some questions, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla. My sister was involved in a serious car accident. The car is completely write off, but Alhamdulillah, she came out unscathed.
Alhamdulillah.
Can you please perform istikhara and do dua for her and for my family? Yeah. Allah Azza wa Jalla give her barakat, inshallah,
blessings.
Protect her from every evil. Yeah. Please, would you do istikhara for for vitamin B12 deficiency? Is there a ruhani alaj? Okay, vitamin D, as I mentioned, I'll forward that on as well. Assalamu alaikum. Wa alaikum assalam. Brother, please do dua for me and my family, and please do istikhara for my sister. She's not feeling well. It's been long time now. Even doctors won't understand what's problem with her. Please don't mention names. And code word is Sabz Gumbad. Okay, inshallah. So I'll send that forward. And last one is, can I request an istikhara? I'm unsure whether to sell the house. So Alhamdulillah, forward that on as well. Another question from Amir al-Sunnat, someone asked, it is common for people to take selfies or make videos during tawaf to preserve this memory of a lifetime. Is it proper for them to do this? Answer, there is no prohibition in taking a selfie in order to preserve a memorable moment. However, during those occasions which require the presence of mind, focus and humility, such as tawaf when standing before the sacred golden grills, one should avoid taking selfies and videos. In fact, you should put your mobile on silent as it can disrupt your focus. So very important. Question. Is Qurbani wajib upon a traveler, musafir? Qurbani is not wajib upon someone who is a traveler as per the Islamic definition. Last one. Will the husband and his wife be together in paradise? Yeah.
Depending on the both enter paradise.
If they both enter paradise, Amir al-Sunnah says, if both husband and wife passed away as believers, they will reside together in paradise. If any one of them, ma'azallah, passed away in disbelief, then their abode will be hell. And the one who enters paradise will be married to another hoor in paradise. The partner who enters paradise will not even feel the grief of being separated from their other half, for paradise is not an abode of sadness and grief.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Afsab, there's I think somebody messaged in, I think they were given a wazifa for a disobedient child last week, and it was the one where the child, while they're asleep, and they recited, but I think they've forgotten, they wanted it repeated, so I took a note of it. So it mentions that you recite this particular ayah whilst you stood at the head side of the disobedient. Now it can be a child, it can even be an adult, whilst they're asleep, and read it at such a tone that you don't wake the person up. Okay. And it needs to be done for a duration of 11 days up to 21 days, inshallah azza wa jal. And what needs to be recited, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, Bal huwa Qur'anum Majid fi lawhim mahfuz.
MashaAllah.
Okay. So this needs to be recited, and then they perform them in the direction towards the sleeping person, inshallah azza wa jal. If Allah wills, he will become obedient.
Subhanallah. Assalamu alaikum wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Last time I was unsure of what the answer was, but I have lost something and I still cannot find it. It is quite expensive. Please, if you can guide me on this as well. So anything that has been lost by someone. I just wanted to mention that Shlami brother who asked a question regarding selling his house. There's a wazifa for you to read, inshallah azza wa jal, but I'll tell you what the istikhara result was. The wazifa to read is falammastai asu minhu khalasu najiyya qala kabiruhum an ta'lamu anna abakum qad akhadha alaykum mawthiqan min Allah wa min qabl ma farratum fi yusuf falan abraha al-ardha hatta ya'dhana li abi aw yahkum Allah li wa huwa khayrul hakimin. This is para number 13, surah Yusuf, verse number 80. Inshallah, as we'll read this wazifa, Allah Azza wa Jal will make it easier for you to sell your house or your car or anything else.
I think the message we received regarding husband not pious and causing disputes, fighting, etc., with the children, with the wife, etc. So this particular spiritual cure, it mentions that if the wife, after she's completed her Isha Salah, so after she's completed her Isha Salah, if she recites Ya Mu'minu, Ya Mu'minu, Ya Mu'minu, recites it 1100 times with the Durood Sharif 3 times before, and then she tries to imagine or picture herself that she's under the shade of the Arsh.
Subhanallah.
Okay, and then she also pictures that her husband is below the Arsh. She tries to imagine or picture her husband below the Arsh. And then while she's imagining this, she performs dhamm upon her husband in this imaginary. And once she's done this, she needs to go to sleep without speaking to anybody. Inshallah azza wa jal, the husband will become practicing and also will become, the problems that are occurring, the fighting, disputes, etc., will all ease away. And this can be done vice versa.
Salam, I want to do istikhara. I failed my driving test and get extremely nervous when doing it. Please, could you check if there's any nazar? Or any wazifa for me?
One person, I think, some mentioned it for a headache, you know, one wazifa.
Ji.
So
Ji.
If they read it, Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, and blow it on the head, or write it down on the paper, and wherever is they have a pain. Hopefully, that inshallah.
How are they going to blow it on the head? How?
Somebody else can do it for them.
Well, there's no one there.
So
I'm in the jungle alone.
Then blow it on the hand and rub it. Hopefully, with that, inshallah, they will be cured.
Adil Bhai is learning, mashallah. You know, I'm sorry, put you on the spot.
Inshallah, Azzawajal, we'll get some istikhara results for today, inshallah, Azzawajal. Istikhara Fezan-e-Madina 786 was the code word. The istikhara has come back as azmaish. It's a test from Allah, Azzawajal. It was regarding someone's husband who was blaming him and having fights at home. So there's no evil eye or magic, which is azmaish, test from Allah Azza wa Jal. Keep reading that wazifa that we've given you as well. Another wazifa was requested. Code name was Butterfly. It's come back as a temporary difficulty. So inshallah, there's no magic evil eye. It's a temporary difficulty, inshallah Azza wa Jal.
You gave the wazifa for the
Yeah, you got the wazifa.
Child, well.
Keep reciting that as well. I've got another one. Ya Awwalu 41 times as well. Recite that Zohar, Ya Awwalu 41 times before and after Durood Pak, inshallah. That could, inshallah, as well be good as well. Okay. Another istikhara result request was for a person, Qadri Sahib from Ravensthorpe. We don't know, I don't want to give the full name. Qadri Sahib from Ravensthorpe, the istikhara request has been done. It's an azmaish, it's an illness, no magic, no evil eye as well. Another istikhara request was asked from someone. and it was regarding someone who had who was ill with low deficiency of iron. Istikhara has been done. Code word is CH. I would say that as Chaudhary. It's come back as illness, as Maish. And also, Istikhara request was asked for, code word was Attari, regarding someone whose sister had a car accident. Alhamdulillah, she is fine. The Istikhara result has come back. It's come back as evil eye. So evil eye, to ward off evil eye, recite La ilaha illallah 60 times, blow on the person. Another istikhara request has been done. Code word, there was Sabz Gumbad was the code word. And the istikhara request has come back as illness. It's a test from Allah Ta'ala. It's an illness as Maish as well, inshallah. As we'll keep reading the wazifa as well, inshallah. Someone requested that they're not unsure to sell the house or not. Istikhara has come back. Regarding selling the house, istihara has come back as positive. The sign came as good. And I gave you that verse of the Quran, Surah to Yusuf, para number 13, verse 80. Recite that. And inshallah, the full method is recite that verse and blow onto your goods or your car. Your good will be sold very soon. Inshallah.
So there were a few istihara replies that came back, which were in regards to illness. So I got a few vazifas out. Plus, there was one which was regarding vitamin deficiency. I'd recommend that they visit their nearest tabizat stall, get some tabiz as well. And also this spiritual cure is for that person, as well as another message which was received in regards to illness. And there are a few istikhara replies that came back as illness as well. So if they can also take note of this particular spiritual cure. So this one's for the vitamin deficiency. And the other major, there was somebody who has been ill for a long time and they've been taking medication and it doesn't seem to be helping. So this one is also for them as well. Recite Ya Hayyu, Ya Hayyu, Ya Hayyu 1,000 times, Durushi before and after, and perform them upon the patient. Inshallah, the patient will be relieved. And another one for illness, this is for the other istikhara replies in regards to illness. Recite Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim 100 times, and Durood Sharif once before and after, and perform them upon the patient. Inshallah azawajal, within a duration of 3 days, the person will be better.
Inshallah. Another istikhara request was sent, a small message. It just said that I'm always not feeling good. The istikhara request has come back as illness, so there's no magic or anything like that, but it's just an illness. Inshallah azawajal, if you recite Ya Salamu 111 times, inshallah Allah will give shifa. Another message was came back as a code word, there is nothing, but it says that you get nervous when you're having a driving test. It comes back as a temporary difficulty. Keep trying, inshallah, azawajal, you'll be able to succeed one day, inshallah. There's a story about a king who went to conquer a fort, and he tried many times and he was failing all the time. So he said to the army, pack up your bags, let's go from here. We can't conquer this fort. So as he was lying in his tent, he saw an ant that was trying to climb a wall, and the ant will fall down. He saw the ant kept on trying, and then he climbed the wall. So the king said that if the ant can do it, why can't I do it? So he said to the army, let's go back, and he tried, and Allah gave him
determination.
Determination. So never ever give up, inshallah. I know sometimes it's costly as well. It's not an easy deal, because you need about 2 lessons before that as well. It's like £50 every test, and then the test money as well. Inshallah, keep reading the wazifa. Allah Ta'ala will make it easier for you as well, inshallah. And there's another very important thing, because, you know, especially for those people who do drive car quite a lot and who travel quite a lot as well, always keep reading, you know, mashallah, the safar dua as well. Inshallah, azawajal, before, don't, you know, have music in the car, films or dramas or anything like that, you know, because sometimes people watch them on the phone. So try to avoid all of that. Concentrate on the road, keep reading the wazaif, Allah will protect you, inshallah. And sadaqah is something that wards off many calamities and problems as well. It closes the doors, 70 doors of problems, inshallah. So keep trying to give a lot of sadaqah. Don't forget Dawat Islami when you are giving your zakat and fitrana. Alhamdulillah, so many madani works of Dawat Islami.
Afsa, one message which was received in regards to
lost possession. So it wasn't mentioned what was lost, but something was lost, whether it was in the home or out. So it mentions that whilst you're looking for this lost item, continues to recite Ya Jami'u.
Ya
Jami'u, Ya Jami'u. Abundantly recite this and keep looking, inshallah. Allah will make it easy for you and you'll find it, inshallah.
Inshallah. One person asked for a depression. I think so, they have some sort of issue with the depression. Alhamdulillah, Amir Ahle Sunnat give the answer regarding this depression, whoever have it. When you have a depression, perform wudu immediately, inshallah. Zawajal. Intensity will decrease. Moreover, recite Surah Al-Ikhlas, Surah Ikhlas, completely Surah with Durood Sharif before and after, and blow on the water and drink it. Hopefully with that, inshallah, Zawajal, they will be have some sort of...
Surah Ikhlas, Qul Hu Allahu Ahad.
MashaAllah. That brings us to the end of our time. The cameraman is waiting to switch off. So we'll give him that time, inshallah, Zawajal. Jazakallah khairah. Take care. Keep watching Madani channel. Sallu ala al-Habib.
Sallallahu ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah.
May Allah heal you from whatever pain you are suffering from. May Allah heal you from whatever pain.